It'd be about that high, and give them, we usually give them 10 ears apiece.
10 ears.
Uh-huh. And then how would you get them ready to pull either a buggy or a wagon? Would you describe the different parts?
Well, we didn't get, he gave us, the boys, all a horse when they were not too large. Mm-hmm. We already was trying to spar, and we had saddle. And then after we got 16 or 17 years old, we'd get a buggy apiece.
I see.
And started carrying the girls around.
I see.
In the buggy.
Did you remember anything special about the stirrups? Anything that you'd use in the stirrup to keep your feet warm?
No. You mean on the saddle or buggy?
Where you're riding the horse.
Well, we'd have a lap rope, buggy lap rope,
uh-huh.
Heavy, and it'd help to keep you warm too.
Someone told me that he had something special built in the stirrup, and you could put hot rock or hot iron in there, brick. I was wondering.
I never did.
And what are the different parts of the buggy? What are the? You have one horse.
One horse. Well, some people had poles. My oldest brother bought a pole that used two horses and had a sail. And he used it a little bit, and it had a sleigh. We had a pretty hard winter. Seems to me like harder than we do now. And come a snow, he put those sleigh runners, and they were just tires off of a wagon, steel tires off of a wagon. They're about that wide, or maybe that wide. And they had a loop to put in where the wheels went. And one winter he used that whole lot. And but you couldn't do any good without snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And the pole one went between the two horses, and what would you call it if you had two of them and used just one horse?
Well, you'd have shaves.
I see. And so the pole was a regular word for that
pole. One. Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. And did you call on a wagon? Was it always called a pole, or did you ever?
A tongue
on a wagon. Nice.
Tongue on a wagon.
And then a pole on a buggy. And how did you hook the horses up to the wagon itself? Describe the different parts of
you put the harness on them and get your wagon out.